Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. All right, so they say nearly 1 in 10 adults skip their medication due to cost. I know this is one of those no-duh studies, but we're going to talk about that. I skipped days on my birth control just to make it last longer. You know, medicine's expensive, so I hear you. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about how the anti-flu medication, Tamiflu, which everybody is raving about, saying this is the medicine you need to take. What actually is the efficacy of it? Is it really that good? So I'm going to talk about that. Rob's going to talk about how when some of you are concerned about anesthesia and you want to look at the different levels of effectiveness of anesthesia, we have what is the best anesthetic, even more than like, not in terms of general anesthetic, but in terms of you about to get a procedure, what seems to be the best anesthetic. This is going to be very, very interesting. And let me see what else we got. Cars. All right. We got a list of cars that have had zero fatalities. If you own one of these cars, are they death proof? This is a really interesting list. And then, of course, we have a study of some of the more dangerous cars where we have seen people die in. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so a lot of you are freaking out about the flu. You're hearing people are dying in your neighborhood of the flu. It's pretty scary stuff. I am finally seeing high fever flu. I've been seeing some flu patients that said, yeah, I had a fever, but the fever's kind of going away, but I'm still feeling sick. And I'm like, all right, you know, no. But, I mean, now I'm starting to see the rip-roaring 103, 104 temperature flus. And those are some pretty scary stuff. So what do? I pull out my prescription pad. I take out my pen. And I write Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 PO twice a day, 1 orally twice a day, 4 or 5 days. Well, how good is it? Well, apparently a new study has found that it's even more effective than previously thought. All right, they say that it could lower your chance of respiratory infections by 44%. Some people are like, well, how do you die of the flu? What kills you? Well, it could be dehydration. Could be it could be the complications of the sort of respiratory sequela that come with it, and then people can get secondary infections, okay? Or when the virus hits the respiratory tree, you not being able to breathe, maintain oxygenation, etc. So we want to make sure that we protect your respiratory system as much as we can. Now, a study last year looked at Tamiflu and Relenza, and they found it did not reduce admission to hospital complications from flu like pneumonia. But new evidence says Tamiflu is still more effective than previously thought. The research was done by the University of Michigan, London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, and the University of Alabama, and it found that it will cut your flu symptoms by at least one day and cut your chance of getting respiratory infections, including pneumonia, by 44%. So, of course, study author Dr. Donald Monta was pretty, you know, excited about this one. This is apparently the first patient-level analysis of how well this drug works. So they looked at a whole bunch of data. Tamiflu was made by Roche manufacturer. They looked at 4,300 patients. And even though the manufacturer made a lot of these clinical trials, I have to tell you that I've seen with my patients, nobody going to the hospital if I could get that Tamiflu in them immediately. They also found that it cut the duration of the illness by 21%. So if you have the flu for about 5-6 days, 21% equals 1 day. They say with the drug, symptom alleviation occurred at 98 hours compared with 123 hours with placebo. It cut pneumonia, how many percent, at least, and hospital admissions by even 63%. So, what type of side effects do we see with Tamiflu? I mean, sometimes I see nausea, sometimes I see vomiting, but I really haven't seen anything else. Neither did they. They haven't really seen any neurological or psychological disorders. Now, acetamivir is the generic name, and I call it Tamiflu because those are a lot easier to pronounce. It's not 100%. Okay. What I recommend is you do not get the flu. If we could prevent you getting the flu, initially, then you're going to be way better equipped to not get pneumonia and other flu sequelae. So I still recommend the flu shot. We were talking about vaccines earlier this week and, you know, the effectiveness of the flu shot and what's been going on with the measles and people unvaccinated ruining it for vaccinated people. We really kind of dissected it earlier in the week, so I don't want to repeat that, but listen, any sort of vaccination that you could get offers you some level of protection, okay? Ideally, we would love to have a flu shot that will handle you for life, and they are in the works of making one of those. But your prevention is why am I having trouble with the words? What is my problem today? I know. No, you know what? No, I'm kind of doing low carbs. Yeah, this low-carb thing is really messing me up. You know, I think I would almost just rather still have the big butt because I can't be sitting here fumbling on my words. But be proactive. Get still, all right? Avoid the flu. Wash your hands. Somebody at work has a flu. Kick them out. Don't breathe around them. Take hot showers after you come home from work. That's what I always do. Get the flu shot if you still can. And talk to your medical provider about how quickly you could get in if the flu starts. Now, some of you will ask me, or some of you have asked me in previous years, you know, why can't my doctor just give me Tamiflu before flu season so that I could pop it when I need it? No, no, no. Because if you take it when you don't have the flu, and you're starting to waste its effectiveness, and the last thing we need is flu-resistant Tamiflu. You see, or Tamiflu-resistant flu. You dig? So doctors want to make sure you've got, or medical providers want to make sure you've got the flu before you start popping Tamiflu. I know a lot of you guys like to pop a Z-Pack for the flu. That doesn't work either. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a new study has revealed the 10 cars that are most likely to kill you, being reported by USA Today. It is a study that shows a wide range in driver death rates, and the smallest, cheapest cars, unfortunately, proved to be the most risky in a serious accident. Now, the study was done by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety It looked at large sales volume vehicles from the 2008-2011 model years, found that four-door versions of Kia, Rio, Nissan Versa, Hyundai Accent had the highest rates of driver deaths per 1 million registered vehicles. They say for the Rio, it was 149 deaths per 1 million over the study period, which went from 2009 to 2012. They say the vehicles with the highest death rates ended up being the cheapest entry-level models. But still, cost doesn't always have to be the factor. It might have been that it was the smallest, lightest. All right. They said there were a couple of exceptions in the top 10, like the Chevrolet Camaro sporty car and the Chevrolet Silverado crew cab pickup. He says all the cars make a big improvement in the latest study. Apparently a crash test by the 1997 Dodge Neon, which I had and crashed. All right. Apparently, well, the passenger compartment had just collapsed in the past. Now, I believe a lot of these companies are making improvements, but here are the list of models with the highest number of death rates. The Kia Rio four-door had about 149, the Nissan Versa 130, Hyundai Accent four-door, Chevrolet Avio, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Hyundai Accent two-door, Chevrolet Camaro, Chevrolet Silverado 1500 crew, Honda Civic two-door, Nissan Versa hatchback, and the Ford Focus. And you know what, it stinks because you know, I mean, I had to buy my own car from when I was growing up, and so I got this little Chevy Chevette. I think it was an 86 or something, and I had bought it, like, in the 90s, no air conditioning. And, you know, my son, I don't want him buying a by the way, that Chevy Chevette really, I mean, it lasted. It was so adorable, but with no air conditioning. So, you know, for my son, who's going to be driving age this year or within a year, I'm like, I want to get him something safe, but I can't afford these fancy schmancy Volvos and, you know, these fancy cars. So, you know, the smaller cars, you know, you're like, well, I don't want him having, you know, seven kids in the car, so let's just get him a two-door. Let's just get him something small. You got to be careful. You know, there used to be a website, I don't know which one that was, where it would show you, some of you guys probably already know and you're yelling at the radio, but it was a website that would go through every single safety standard. You know, if the right passenger got hit, what would happen? The left passenger, about the side airbags being hit on the corner of the bumper versus being hit straight on, T-boned, things like that. And so we would make a decision on what car we were going to buy based on that. Rollovers, things like that. Right now I drive a Jeep. I love the Jeep. The Jeep was my dream car when I was a little girl. If anybody said, what would I want when I grew up? I would say I want to have a couple sons, you know, a couple boys, which I do, thank God. And I would want a Jeep. I'd want to drive a Jeep. Now, my husband for years, like, Jeeps roll over, you know. But he says now they're safer, so he and I drive a Jeep. And it's really, really cool, you know, because you have all these fancy cars, you know, that drive by you. And, yeah, we don't have the money for a fancy car. But when you're in a Jeep, they're like, well, wait a second. You know, that's cool. So you could always look cool in a Jeep. So that's what we have. Now, what about the cars that appear to be the safest? Apparently, according to autos.yahoo.com, there's an article entitled Death Proof Cars, and a study has found 9 models with absolutely zero fatalities. Now, mind you, 30,000 people die a year on American roads. That number is staggering. It shouldn't be that, but unfortunately it happens. So when they looked at the study, well, like we just told you about the cars with the worst, here were some of the cars with absolutely zero fatalities. The Audi A4 four-wheel drive, the Honda Odyssey, the Kia Sorento, the Lexus RX 350 four-wheel drive, the Mercedes-Benz GL Class four-wheel drive, the Subaru Legacy four-wheel drive, the Toyota Highlander hybrid four-wheel drive, the Toyota Sequoia four-wheel drive, Volvo XC90 four-wheel drive. I know Volvo usually, does pretty well in safety. The Honda Pilot four-wheel drive, Mercedes-Benz M-Class four-wheel drive. Boy, it looks like four-wheel drives is good. Ford Crown Victoria. Ooh, a Crown Victoria. That's like one of the big cars, right? Now, that had, hold on. Okay, I think we're out of the 9. Now, these are some of there were four deaths, I guess, deaths per million. But these are some of the top ones. I already gave you the nine, okay? And now I guess we're now going down the line. GMC Yukon, the Acura TL, the Chevrolet Equinox, and the Chevrolet Equinox four-wheel drive, Ford Expedition, Ford Flex, and the Mazda CX. Nine. Woo! All right, so what were some of the other worst cars besides the Mercury Grand Marquis? Didn't do that well. The Jeep Patriot two-wheel drive did not do that well. Mazda 6, Dodge Nitro, and the Honda Civic. All right, so what do you guys take from this? No, you don't have to get rid of your car, but definitely study safety data. I wish I had a good website. I know that website I used to look at about 15 years ago doesn't exist anymore. And maybe it does. I just haven't been able to find it. But if there's a real, real good website, let me know at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, so I could at least convey that to you. And, of course, if you have a car that may not have the highest ratings, you know, think about when you get to move up to, you know, change it out. And, of course, be careful. Watch out for other drivers. Those are probably the worst. What really, really scares me are the roundabouts. These people do not know how to drive a roundabout in America. And where I live in Las Vegas, there's roundabouts all over the place. Apparently, people think the roundabouts are welcomed because you don't have to stop at a traffic light and there'll be less pedestrians. I mean, I'm wondering if at roundabouts there are less pedestrian fatalities rather than the intersections. But people don't know how to drive and they cheat. Everybody cheats on the roundabout. What I see is the faster you're going before you enter the roundabout, if somebody else is sitting there at rest, the more of a chance you get to not stop and you just get to drive all the way through because you're intimidating the other cars. You know, here I am going, okay, I want to go in the roundabout. Then a car goes, zoom. I'm like, wait a second, it was my turn. I'm like, okay, I'm about to go into the roundabout. And then somebody else is like, flying from the north, and you know he's going to hit that roundabout faster than you could accelerate once you get into the roundabout, and then you, and you're like, so I just sit there and wait. Well, I thought a four-wheel stop, you know, you get, it's your turn. You yield to the right. No, roundabout, I don't think there's any rules and everybody cheats. And I really think it should have just stayed in Europe because we Americans are just, you know, I don't know. I'm pretty unhappy about that. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is very interesting. Okay, you know, I love historical type stuff. All right, and anytime I see something that was done, like way back in ancient times that we do now, I just really get all excited about that. Well, apparently I found an article talking about how ancient Greeks wore high heels. This is very, very interesting. I mean, I thought, you know, the high heels only came about in the 40s or whatever. But anyway, in 3000 BC, men wore platform sandals called kothamus in their tragic plays to indicate high social status. I guess the taller you are, you were the more of a social, I don't know. And then both sexes turned to heels throughout the centuries, some reaching as high as 30 inches in Venice back in the 1400s. Then in the 17th century, King Louis XIV of France wore shoes with 5-inch heels and he made a rule that nobody could wear higher heels than him. Apparently, shoe store Jones Bootmaker has written a detailed infographic charting the history of heels from ancient times to the current day. So the ancient Greeks had used platform sandals, right? But it had the levels and the layers. Ancient Egypt, they had footwear and decorative lacing, which would be pretty sexy. Didn't Yul Brynner have some real sexy-looking feet? I forget. The Roman Empire, they had platform sandals called cothorni. All right. And I guess that would be also used for stature, etc. 1300s, let me see, they had clacking sounds, and they had like little legs to them, the shoes. Middle Ages, they had them. I'm trying to see who else. All right, well, pretty cool stuff, high heels. I wonder if they had bunions back then, too. I'm sure they did. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got Super Bowl Sunday coming up. Like my third favorite holiday ever. Super Bowl Sunday is a holiday. And what comes with holidays? All the yummy eats. Yummy, 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 yummy eats. We're going to a Super Bowl party, and I am almost as excited about the eats that are going to be there than the game. Now, Are they going to have, are they going to have the deviled eggs? Are they going to have hot dogs? Are they going to throw steaks on the grill? But I really love French onion dip. I will eat anything with French onion dip. I'll even put it on my cereal. So I am so, so excited. Now, unfortunately, we are being bombarded now with healthy options for Super Bowl Sunday. You're like, what? Really? Come on, you know? You know, like they try to do that with Christmas also, you know, where they say, all right, well, you know what? This is what you could do to have a healthy Christmas dinner. It's Christmas, okay? Let us get through the holidays and enjoy them. And, you know, it's our one day where we get to just have, you know, our fun. Well, same thing. Well, maybe our third day, okay? Because I know we have Halloween. You know, oh yeah. Healthy Halloween treats. Give the kids some celery with an orange and black bow around it. Are you kidding me? All right, you're going to get the trick. Don't be giving celery out to kids. All right, they are going to, oh my God, that celery is, you're going to have a proctologist extract that celery. That's how bad. All right, it is. All right, so, but because this is a medical show, I have to convey to you some of the safer snacks to eat. Now, this comes from bodybuilding.com. I like this site. It's a good site. All right, so here they have some suggestions on what you could eat. I know, you know what, just kind of bear with us. You know, I got to do my job. All right, so they say Doritos, pretty fatty, right? So they have a choice between fit and fat. Instead of the fat, Doritos nacho cheese chips, which my sons are really looking forward to. I don't like those that much, but my sons are really hoping the Super Bowl party has that. They suggest Quest protein chips. They're baked, and they could come barbecue flavor. 2 grams of fat as opposed to the 8 grams of fat, 5 grams of carbs as opposed to 16 grams of carbs. I've never tried it, part chip, but mostly protein. Now, that's interesting. Okay, then what about for protein snacks? Now, what I like are buffalo wings. And I like the real meaty ones, and I could just soak them in some ranch dressing. Well, they say, no, that's fat. What? Really? So then they say, why don't you try turkey perky jerky? Ultimate premium perky jerky has 0 grams of fat and only 4 carbs. Yeah, but buffalo wings have 0 carbs. All right, but they say it's less calories. All right, and there's no nitrates, low in sodium. I got it. Cheese puffs, another thing my kids like. See, I don't have this at the house. So that's why they love going to other people's Super Bowl parties, because those are, you know, where they can get the good eats. The Cheetos puffs, they say, too fat. But there's a tomato basil protein puff. These things are K's Natural Protein Puffs. Only 3 grams of fat as opposed to 8. Bear with us, guys. 18 grams of fat. Okay, what about trail mix? Some of you will go, you know what? I am going to eat trail mix while everybody else sucks down buffalo wings. So that's really nice. However, they say the Kirkland trail mix is still a lot more fattening than the Ostrom paleo trail mix. There's a paleo. You know what? Let's just move on. What about pretzels? All right. They say the Snyder's of Hanover pretzel sticks are pretty fattening, but the protein pretzel sticks, again, this is probably a commercial for K's Natural Protein Pretzel Sticks. Those have, whoa. They got more fat than the Snyder pretzel sticks. What? Okay, now what about dips? I love ranch dressing. Just pour ranch dressing all over my steak. I don't care. But they say that's too fat, like the Hidden Valley. They say instead, get the Walden Farms calorie-free dressing. You know, I'm even looking at the bottles. You could tell it looks watered, almost like water, as opposed to the nice, thick, drippy ranch dressing of Hidden Red. But, you know, all right, so that's okay. Now, what about some pudding? Pudding? The snack pack? Who eats pudding at a Super Bowl party? Anyway, there's a snack pack, vanilla snack pack. They say fattening. But the Power Pack pudding is supposed to be less carbs. More fat, though. What about peanut butter spread? Some of us will put peanut butter all over everything. All right? Because we're like, oh, gosh, we got people coming. Just throw some peanut butter on some Ritz crackers. It'll look like an hors d'oeuvre. Okay, good idea. Jif, peanut butter, creamy. They say, too fat. But the P28 high-protein spread, boy, all this extra protein stuff. Wow, I hope nobody gets a kidney stone. But, not a kidney stone. Some of the protein powder can start to cause the kidneys to have your high creatinine and high blood urea nitrogen. And then I see you post-Super Bowl, and I'm like, how much protein supplements did you take in? So, but anyway, it's a protein spread that looks a little healthier. Maybe after Super Bowl, you guys could consider that. What about cookies? They have a big box of Chips Ahoy cookies. For three cookies, that's about 160 calories. They say a perfect fit protein cookie, 150 calories and less fat. What? What about drinks? They say Gatorade Thirst Quencher, all right, apparently has 50 calories, but you could get amino acid and BCA mixtures, AA mixtures for less. All right, let's just move on. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Well, all right, whenever I decide is going to win the Super Bowl, that's the nitty-gritty. All right, and many of you guys are like, what? Dahlia never gets it right. I've gotten it right a couple times. I have gotten it right a couple times, okay? You know, it's not my fault the Broncos messed up within the first 2 seconds of last year's game. Okay, who the hell saw that one coming? That was just what? Anyway, all right, so when you look at the NFL injury report, of course, there's nothing there for Super Bowl because the Super Bowl didn't happen yet. But when you look at the Week 20 NFL injuries, you could take a peek at what's going on. So you got the Seattle Seahawks, right? So you take a look, and you got some knee injuries, some elbow, calf, shoulder, and then they said Thurl Simon had some sort of an illness, and they didn't say what kind of that was. Let's look at the Patriots. Got knee, got some ankle, shoulder. They don't mention Tom Brady's cold. They just mention that he has an ankle injury. Now, you know, I mean, everything should be pointing to the Patriots because we know how the Patriots do, and they've been able to withstand a lot, and they're able to perform with balls that are deflated, right? You know, I mean, pretty amazing stuff. The fact that they could have a ball that's not supposed to be championship level weight, and they have to play, right, because of some allegation that somebody deflated it, some doofus, possibly on the team, deflates their balls, and now, unfortunately, they have to play with deflated balls. All right, you know, doesn't anybody look at that argument? But they've been able to withstand all of that, all right? So, this is probably one of the first times I have never been so sure about who was going to win the Super Bowl. But I don't see any groin injuries, and I would have to say we got to probably then go with the Patriots. I know the Seahawks are great. I know the Seahawks have overcome a lot, and I wouldn't be surprised if they win. But when you go to the sports book, you got to bet. Well, you know what, you could do that whole you know, parlay thing, and you can vote on Katy Perry's outfit, and if anybody grabs a crotch during the touchdown or whatever. So I'll probably do that, too. But right now, I'm going to say it's probably the Patriots. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mitt Romney has decided not to run for president. All right? Apparently, he told donors this morning he is not going to be running for a third time. Some people say that's good. Some people say it's not. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, not only can you email us at Dr. Dahlia, but we also take medical questions on Facebook. Mark, looks like one of my Facebook followers and fans. I know Mark. He's a good guy. Writes, Dr. Wax, I heard somewhere adults born between 57 and 71 were not vaccinated. Is this true? And if so, do I need to get vaccinated? I was born in 61. Well, he's right on the money. All right. According to the CDC, if you were born before 1957, all right, you were probably already immune to measles and mumps, because measles and mumps would affect young kids all the time. I remember my mom talked about having it, etc. And so if you were born after or in 1957 or after, they are recommending to get an MMR vaccine. The MMR has measles, mumps, rubella. Also, a lot of adults moved to the U.S. from countries where there weren't immunization programs. So if you were born in 1957 or afterwards, we do recommend that you get an MMR vaccine. All right. You know, I saw a report. Gosh, I want to pull it up if I could find it, where they are now discussing, you know, suing families that don't vaccinate their kids. I mean, here's the thing. Apparently, a CDC official came out saying measles may become endemic without vaccination, meaning this measles, where we've already heard that about 1,000 people in Arizona could have already been exposed. And, you know, we're like, what? There's only supposed to be some 70-some cases. What are they talking about now that possibly this could spread to 1,000 people, et cetera? And, you know, we're hearing that now multiple states are getting concerned because they're starting to see cases of measles. No deaths yet, thank God. But they say the number of measles cases reported in the U.S. in January has surpassed the total median number of cases in previous years as more adults now are contracting the virus. As of yesterday, 84 measles cases had been reported in over 14 states. The median number of measles cases from 2001 to 2010 was only 60. So now this is considered obviously an outbreak. So, Doc, Ann Schuchat, Assistant Surgeon General for the United States Public Health Service and the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, says this worries me and I want to do everything possible to prevent measles from getting a foothold in the United States and becoming endemic. Now, you're hearing people talk about how maybe families where they choose not to vaccinate their kids, we should sue. I mean, here's the thing. You need to get your own protection first, before you start worrying about everybody else, okay? You know, we were talking about this little kid that has leukemia, and the father's really, really concerned that the school is not banning measles from coming there because, you know, his kid can't get vaccinated. Well, unfortunately, the kid also can't get the pneumonia vaccine, the Prevnar. And he also can't get the polio vaccine, and he also can't get a lot of the other vaccines. And so it's very difficult to tell each illness and pathogen and virus and bacteria to not come your way. The only thing you could do is to protect yourself. And it's scary. If I was a parent of a child that couldn't be vaccinated because of medical reasons, because his immune system wasn't up, I would be very, very scared, very, very concerned. Okay? But, you know, we also have, you know, the issue of, you know, what has been anecdotally discussed and what is scaring parents about vaccines. You know, the MMR had gotten a bad rap, inappropriately so, and we've tried to educate parents that MMR vaccine does not cause autism, but I still have parents that swear, and they have video footage of their child turning autistic-like after getting their MMR. So when other parents see this, of course they're going to freak out. You know, did I vaccinate my kids against the MMR? Hell yeah, I did. I did. I wanted my kids vaccinated against it. I did not want to miss any vaccines. Now, I did wait until they could speak and their communication was developed, okay, because I wanted to make sure that I could at least oversee and be able to grade if there were any issues. All right. But an autism-like versus a regular autism versus a side effect, you know, these things have not been scientifically nailed down. What we do have is a growing concern that there's tons of vaccines. And, you know, even though I work up a sweat trying to convince parents that vaccines are safe, I have to, as a mom and being devil's advocate, understand why a lot of people are freaked out about taking a very healthy baby that's kicking and screaming and giggling and letting somebody inject 5 or 6 substances into them. I understand why there's that apprehension. And when moms go, look, it's my job to protect my baby, and I'm letting you break his skin and go into his bloodstream. Well, it's supposed to go into the muscle, but then later into the blood, obviously, you know, it's supposed to go into the muscle. But, you know, how am I being a good mother? And you also have to remember, vaccination is a real big American and European thing, but a lot of people of a variety of different ethnicities, they just don't understand the putting something in your body preventatively. And so you have a lot of cultural differences, which is why a lot of these, I think, who was responsible for the measles outbreak were foreigners, where that's just not a part of their culture. Now, when you see what happens with Ebola and when you see what happens with malaria and all sorts of other illnesses that don't happen here in America, obviously it's the better choice, you know, getting vaccinated. But, you know, maybe we need to come up with a less scary vaccination schedule. Because I have parents that'll say, Dahlia, all right, I agree with you. I need to vaccinate my kid. I'm like, whew, thank you. But do I have to do 5 or 6 all at once? All right, well, the reason why is there's not enough time to get them all in. You know, and so I'll say, look, you can go to the health department, you could talk to them about possible vaccination schedules and things you could do. And there are ways. I mean, you could get your second booster between 12 and, you could get your first booster between 12 and 15 months, or your first shot of MMR, and then your booster between 4 years old and 6 years. So I do tell parents, look, you know, you got to get the booster in the right amount of time, but you could spread out. You could wait till they're 5 if you don't want to do it at age 4. You could, but, you know, if we have to find out why these parents are so scared. What is it? Which neighbor is showing anecdotal evidence of or proof that vaccine hurt their? What is going on? What is circulating? What is? And if it's false, we need to nip it in the bud. If there is a concern, maybe there's some sort of encephalopathic event that happens to 1 in 1 million kids, and the child then later is impaired. What is it? What we need to find that out, because more and more people are not vaccinating because they don't trust medicine. All this distrust of doctors that's out there in the media. People are like, why? I don't want to take my medicine. I don't want to be put in a vaccine. Now, with the flu vaccine being told is only 23% effective, and people hearing that those who were vaccinated against measles, right, are still getting it, you have a distrust. So some people are like, why should I have the preservative injected into my baby? Yeah, and then you have a lot of people that go, well, why can't I just get chickenpox naturally? Let me get chickenpox naturally. Well, then later you could get shingles, which is not a good one. So, again, I recommend vaccines. I think they are crucial, and I think they are imperative, and that's why we have the better health standards that we have here in America. But we're not going to fight this fight without understanding what these parents are thinking and what's scaring them. And understand that, empathize, and deal with it. We got to deal with it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.